Thank you, Madam Chair. On behalf of the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, I would like to first convey our sincere thanks to Ambassador Pecksteen de Buitenswerve of Belgium and his team for their skillful, inclusive, and patient efforts in guiding the group of governmental experts towards agreement and consensus recommendations concerning aspects of the normative and operational framework for autonomous weapons. Discussions in the GGE this year have permitted, in our view, to deepen our shared understanding of the challenges posed by autonomous weapons and have broadened agreement on the political action needed to address these. Unfortunately, the GGE last week failed to achieve the goal it had set for itself of agreeing on consensus recommendations. After 5 years of formal work by the group and 8 years of deliberations on autonomous weapons in the framework of this convention, it is now time that high contracting parties draw the necessary conclusions from these deliberations. This review conference is a significant moment where such political decision can and, in our view, should be made. We urge high contracting parties to commit not to design and use autonomous weapons that pose unacceptable risks and to set limits on the design and use of all other autonomous weapons in order to ensure compliance with existing rules of international law, including international humanitarian law and ethical acceptability. The CCW's work on autonomous weapons is not conducted in a legal vacuum. Existing IHL, including the principles of humanity and other applicable rules of international law, already impose limits on the design and use of autonomous weapons. Certain types of autonomous weapons are illegal under existing law. However, in the view of the ICRC, existing IHL rules do not hold all the answers. And, as discussions in the GGE demonstrate, states appear to hold different views on the implications of existing obligations for the design and use of autonomous weapons. New rules are therefore needed to clarify and specify how IHL applies to autonomous weapons, as well as to address wider humanitarian risks and fundamental ethical concerns. The ICRC fears that without international rules specific to autonomous weapons, current developments in their design and use may give rise to practices that erode the protections presently afforded to the victims of war under IHL and the principles of humanity. Madam Chair, delegates, this week presents a critical opportunity to set a clear path to address the risks posed by autonomous weapons and to continue the codification and progressive development of the rules of international law applicable in armed conflict, a humanitarian and disarmament imperative recognized in the preamble to this convention. The ICRC urges high contracting parties to adopt a mandate for future work on autonomous weapons that is commensurate in urgency and ambition with the seriousness of the humanitarian risks, legal challenges, and ethical concerns posed. High contracting parties should set out a path towards the adoption of new legally binding rules, a clear commitment to prohibit certain autonomous weapons, and strictly limit the development of all others, development and use of all others, together with a decision to start negotiations to formalize these boundaries in a new instrument and in a time-bound manner, would represent a major achievement for the CCW. We are encouraged that a majority of states support the negotiation of new legally binding rules to rule out unacceptable autonomous weapons and regulate the use of others. In spite of persistent disagreements which have prevented the GGE from fulfilling its mandate with regard to agreeing on possible recommendations, We are confident that these states will find ways to put in place a normative framework that ensures humans remain in control of life and death decisions. As the ICRC's president, Peter Maurer, said in his address to this review conference earlier today, prompt and decisive action is urgently needed. We have an opportunity to collectively draw a line in the interest of all people. Ultimately, this is about our shared humanity. Within the scope of our mandate and expertise, the ICRC will continue to work with all interested stakeholders in support of initiatives that aim to contribute to effective and timely limits on autonomous weapons, including further efforts within the framework of the CCW. Thank you, Madam Chair.